Well, first of all, you're both good people, and I think what is really exciting is you both believe in extraterrestrial life. It's just the difference on if it's here or not. And
yeah,
I wasn't able to finish
with the bottom of the hour there, but two areas, Seth in his latest book, Cosmic
Company,
says how come they haven't landed and why aren't they seen on radar? When in fact, Ted Phillips in Missouri has over the last, 35 years, collected more than 5,000 landing trace cases. These are not crop circles, let me immediately state that, from 75 countries. So they have landed often and in a lot of different places. And he doesn't talk, it's as if the radar cases didn't exist, but the multiple witness radar visual sightings, such as those investigated by Dr. James E. McDonald, the professor of physics, upper atmosphere was his bag, at the University of Arizona. The multiple witness radar visual sightings are some of the most exciting ones because you got guys on the ground, guys in the sky, radar on the ground, radar in the sky, and behavior that clearly indicates manufactured objects behaving in ways that the things we can manufacture can't duplicate. Therefore, they were made someplace else. That's important evidence, and it's part of the cosmic Watergate business in the sense that the government certainly doesn't like talking about the military cases. So if we're going to talk about there is no evidence, we have to say, except for all that stuff I haven't looked at, which is my biggest objection, my noisiest objection, if you will, to many of the claims by the SETI people about UFOs. They don't refer to the evidence. It's as if it didn't exist. It reminds me of the four basic rules for debunking. This applies to anything, George. Your other guests can use it in other areas. But what the public doesn't know, I'm not going to tell them. Don't bother me with the facts. My mind's made up. If you can't attack the data, attack the people. And do your research by proclamation. Carl Sagan did the same thing. He talked about there are interesting sightings that aren't reliable, which is certainly true. There are reliable sightings that aren't interesting, which is also true. But then he says there are no interesting and reliable sightings, which is clearly false if you look at the data in the Air Force's biggest study. So let's go back to that evidence. And, you know, one thing that bothers a lot of people is this question of why would aliens come here? And there are many different versions of, you know, why would all the basket makers in the neighborhood come to Earth, mm-hmm. or things like that. But Seth, as an astronomer, knows that there is something special happening here. For everybody in the neighborhood, soon Earthlings will be leaving if we don't destroy ourselves first. And I'm not laying odds either way on that one.
Right, yeah.
But if you were in the local neighborhood, you'd be concerned about this primitive society whose major activity was tribal warfare. When you look at the progress we've made, progress in quotes, in the past 100 years in technology, Seth knows that his radio telescopes are how much better now than they were 40 years ago in terms of how many different channels can be looked at the same time, you know, the speed of computation, all this sort of thing, incredible improvement. So I would think everybody would be concerned about making sure we don't go out there with our brand of friendship, which is hostility. And I don't worry about long. Seth, in his book, not the last one, but the one before, says it's very unlikely that they'll be within, that our neighbors, if you will be within hundreds of light years. How can you say unlikely unless you got a catalog of where everybody is? It's not a scientific statement. It has no basis. It's a proclamation.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Seth, I'm going to sit back a little bit, sit at the table. Stanton, by the way, is the one with the beard. Seth is the other one on the right-hand side of the table. And, Seth, I want you and Stanton just to chat a little bit, and we're just going to kind of listen in on both of you, if that's okay.
All right. Well, let me try this. Stanton has brought up about 12 different points there. And I'd like to address actually what I think is the crux of the matter when it comes to the matter of visitation, because that is, after all, Stanton's bag. Okay, he's convinced they're visiting, and I think that's great, because I think that if that's true, then Stanton's in line for a Nobel Prize.
Why?
And I think that because he claims that it's so, and not many other people do. With a master in physics degree, it's rather hard. And so what I want to ask him, and all the rest of this stuff about how close they might be, we'll get back to that if you want,
okay.
Stanton, because I don't think they know we're here. And as far as our aggressive behavior, we always like to talk about our aggressive behavior. In 100 years, we'll still be talking about our aggressive behavior. It's not clear to me that any of that may or may not interest the aliens. I think that's a very self-centered point of view. We always like to think that we're the most important generation. But let me get back to this, because if you talk about the possibility that we're being visited today, or 57 years ago, whatever, and you ask a scientist that, most scientists, in particular, I asked a British astrophysicist once, and what he said to me was this. He said, look, Seth, if I thought that there was a 1% chance that that was true, I would spend 100% of my time working on it. And he isn't. Now, what I would put to Stanton is this. Give me your best case. Don't quote these old reports from, you know, many years ago. I'm glad that they're out there. And, in fact, none of them seems to have convinced the scientific community. So that suggests that something's missing in those reports, and the reports aren't being made today. It doesn't seem. You don't have big teams of academics that are writing big reports. So my question to you is, look, bottom line, tell me the best evidence you have that we're being visited today.
Seth, you just said something that's quite extraordinary. Because the academic community isn't looking at it, that means it doesn't exist.
No.
1% probability? How many of the people who make those claims have studied any of the evidence? I don't mean the tabloid stuff now.
I don't think tabloids
are not a good source of information on any subject.
But they don't all have to study it for it to become accepted as
there
true.
There have been a dozen PhD theses done. I give credit to those professors who did.
Well, Stanton, answer my question. What's the best evidence? Give me your best evidence.
The best evidence is the cumulative effort of lots and lots of people, the Condon Report, Project Blue Book Special Report 14, the congressional testimony of a dozen scientists, including Carl Sagan, incidentally, the book UFO Evidence by Richard Hall, which has hundreds of good cases. Look, you think events, if you will, sightings in the same bag as astrophysical theory or practice. We're talking about behavior involving intelligence. We're not talking about reproducible laboratory situations. We're talking about something much close to, let's say, murder, automobile accidents, aircraft crashes, where you can't reproduce, where you have to study after the fact. And that's what we have to do with flying saucers. No, I can't bring an alien into the laboratory. Sure wish I could. We wouldn't be having this discussion.
Can you bring a saucer into the laboratory?
What?
You said there have been thousands of landings.
Yes, and I have done laboratory testing on soil affected by flying saucers.
What about the saucers? What are the best pictures of a landed saucer?
I don't have any pictures of landed saucers. I've got lots of pictures.
There have been thousands of landings, and nobody thought to take a picture?
I've talked to a cop who was standing outside his vehicle in Northern California. Saucer went right over the vehicle, and he told me very sheepishly, he said, look, I always have a camera in the car, you know, because of accidents and things like that. All I was concerned with is, what the heck is this thing doing? After it went by, why didn't I take a picture? Now, we have plenty of pictures at a more reasonable distance where there's no, let's say, immediate threat. There are gun camera pictures. There's some at the National Archives. We have the kind of evidence that you'd expect if you're dealing with intelligently controlled craft doing things under their control. They're not landing in the middle of, let's say, Yankee Stadium. I'm a Dodger fan. Let's say Los Angeles, the Dodger Stadium, so that everybody can watch and, you know, get your cameras ready, guys. Here they come. That's not the kind of thing we're dealing with. That's why astronomers, in many ways, are much less well-equipped than police officers.